London Rain by Nicola Upson, narrated by Sandra Duncan. Part 1. At Broadcasting House. Chapter 1. There had never been a finer time to see London, Josephine thought, as she strolled down Cavendish Place, enjoying the way in which the early summer sun seemed to welcome her back to the city. With only a few days to go before the coronation, it would have been hard to say which had done more to put a spring in England's step. The sudden unexpected heatwave, softening the disappointment of a lacklustre April, or the months of work that had gone on behind the scenes as the nation looked forward to crowning a new king. Everywhere she looked, those quiet preparations had come magically to fruition. Government buildings, encrusted with the soot of ages, were given a new lease of life by vigorous cleaning. Stands of tiered seating sprang up in front of churches. Poles and planks now obscured famous statues, caring little for the celebrity of history when there was a sparkling new future ahead. And the West End took on the appearance of a colourful streamered fairground, with decorated masts standing proudly in main streets, and marquees beginning to dot the parks. The air of celebration was infectious, and had spread like a tide of goodwill through the country. Yesterday, as the train from Scotland brought Josephine south, she had stared in amazement at suburbs dressed from top to toe in red, white and blue, their narrow streets a tunnel of ribbons and paper crowns. It could have been garish, but Josephine, who was inclined to mistrust public displays of any emotion, found it strangely touching, a rare declaration of unity after the uncertainty of the abdication. Businesses everywhere were shrewdly taking advantage of the nation's excitement. No one could compete with the vast golden crowns and specially commissioned sculpture that had won Selfridge's every front page. But even more modest shop windows were crammed with coronation souvenirs to suit most pockets. Embroidered silk sheets and engraved cigarette lighters sat alongside sponge bags, playing cards and flower pots, and it was impossible now to buy anything remotely necessary for daily life without its being adorned by a royal motif. As she brushed her teeth each morning, their majesties stared up at her from a bar of Yardley soap, and even the label on her face powder advised her, with a shameless lack of irony, to begin a reign of personal loveliness. The latest bus strike had entered its second week, and the pavements were crowded with reluctant pedestrians, a mixture of tourists in town for the special occasion and seasoned Londoners trying to go about their business. At the junction with Regent Street, Josephine glanced to her right and saw the hordes of people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?